Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis and it's Friday morning and it has been a wonderful week just developing this theme that you are the house, I am the temple, we are the place where the living God dwells. And I've saved one of my favorite passages on this theme for this morning, and it's Ephesians chapter 2, and you can turn there. Quick reminder, tomorrow is Saturday, the next day is Sunday. We will not be doing a daily podcast on Saturday or Sunday, so on Saturday, just get up in the morning and do with Jesus what we have been doing together these last 5 days. Pick any passage, and then pray, meditate, journal, and just enjoy that conversation with Jesus that will then last throughout the day. And then, of course, on Sunday, tune in to inlandvineyard.org. We're going to continue our series, Wilderness, and we're going to talk about the wilderness of submission. And so turn to Ephesians chapter 2. The title of the podcast this morning is a little bit of a crazy title in the midst of this particular season, and here it is, Unity Without Agreement. So who in your life is not agreeing with you? Or who are you not agreeing with? Because right now, the whole feel of the times is, well, what side are you on? There's so much division everywhere. And of course, you're right, and I'm right, but who's wrong? Who disagrees with you? Who do you disagree with? And more particularly, what are the symptoms in your life that arise when you disagree with someone, or when someone disagrees with you? But think about your families, your friendships, your dating relationships. Think about your kids, whether they're young or whether they're adult kids. Think about your spouse. Think about your church. Think about those maybe close relationships at work. But who are you disagreeing with? And who is disagreeing with you? Who's on a different side? And again, more particularly, because this goes deeper, what are the symptoms that arise in your life, your mind, your heart, your relationships when you find yourself in disagreement with someone? Where does disagreeing with someone leave us? United. Now, to understand that answer, we need to go to Ephesians chapter 2. So take a look at Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 14, and the title of the podcast again is Unity Without Agreement. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, "For he, Jesus, himself is our peace. He has made the two groups one, and he has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." Now go to verse 19. "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." Wow. Wow. And Paul goes through almost every relationship in the book of Ephesians and talks about how we are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Now, just quickly, the historical context here is that Jews and Gentiles are trying to get along by agreeing in the first century church, and they can't. And we can't go into why there were so many disagreements between Jews and Gentiles, but they didn't even eat at the same table. They didn't share a fork. They didn't agree about anything. And what Paul's trying to do is plant Jew plus Gentile churches that are united, and they are trying to get united through agreement. And that is what is at stake as Paul writes the letter of Ephesians to all of these churches. And notice he says, Jesus is your peace. Jesus has broken down the dividing wall of hostility. Because of Jesus, you, Jew, Gentile, now bring in you and your kids, you and your spouse, you and your good friend, you and the person that you're not agreeing with, and the person that is not agreeing with you. Paul says, because of Jesus, you are being built as a house, as a dwelling place in which the Spirit of God is present. You are the house. Jesus has done it. Agreement, and this is a crazy thing to say, agreement is not the key to unity. Not in the church, not in a Christian marriage, maybe in the world, but not in a Christian dating relationship. Agreement is not the key to unity. Jesus is the key. We are one new humanity, a house where the Spirit of God dwells. And honestly, this is the key to marriage. It's the key to friendship. It's the key to church unity. Unity without agreement in Christ, because we are the house of the living God. You don't need to agree or see eye to eye to be one and to be at peace. And by the way, this is so important because some of the symptoms in our relationships as a result of not agreeing are things like over-talking or avoiding or anger or pushing or proving or giving up or, well, there's a lot more symptoms because we think agreement is the key to unity. So, question: who are you disagreeing with right now? Who is disagreeing with you that you are called to pursue peace with? Not through agreement, but in and through Jesus. You see, the problem is we think we need to work on other people to get them to agree, but really what God is doing is he is working on you, and he is working on me, and he's reminding us that we are the house and that Jesus is our peace. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus, not on who's getting it right, who's healthy, how can we convince them, because we are the house. Now, here is what I want us to do this morning. I want us to open up our journal, and I want us to write down this. What symptom is in your life or your relationships when you disagree with someone or when someone disagrees with you? And I imagine that that response is one that's unto relational death. And so then write down what you think God wants your response to be when you disagree with someone or when someone disagrees with you. And think about that and pray about that, because unity without agreement is the key to marriage, friendship, and community. So begin a relationship with Jesus this morning. Let it last throughout the day, and maybe God will give us the gift of someone who disagrees with us today so that he can continue to form us into the house of the living God, where unity is possible and can be celebrated even without agreement. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.